Good morning. As is our custom now on Communion Sunday, we select individuals to share their testimonies. Today, that falls on me. My name is Jack Neal. I'm an elder here at the chapel. And looking back, I have been walking with the Lord for 46 years. Tomorrow, my birthday, I'll be 66. And I first became a believer in Jesus Christ when I was 20 years old. And the last 46 years, I have to say, God has blessed me beyond measure. I can't count the number of ways and number of times where he's opened my eyes to see him in the scriptures. He's shown me his love. He's blessed me materially, spiritually, physically. I have a family that believes. One of the verses that comes to mind is in 1 John, where he says, "It gives me no greater joy than to know that your children are walking in the truth." And that, too, is one of the blessings that God has given me in my adult life, is knowing that my children are walking in the truth. But I want to go back and focus on that conversion story when I was 20 years old. And to set that stage, I really need to go back to my teens. Starting in seventh grade, I drank beer. I started hard alcohol in eighth grade. Started smoking pot in ninth. I was high every day of school in 10th grade. And the drugs started coming in 11th, and it just got worse after that. It felt like a level of depravity, one after another after another. Even in the midst of all that, I started college. And as you can imagine, I dropped out of college. I'm a college dropout. I dropped out when I was 19, during my first year of college. I got into Amway in Oklahoma. If you know Amway, I don't know if they still do this, but back then it was all about motivational speakers. I guess because you got rejected a lot when you were in Amway trying to sell your stuff. I thought I was going to get rich quick because they kept talking about how much money you're going to make. I went to a weekend convention in Shreveport, Louisiana. I remember it very well, and heard probably all day Friday, all day Saturday, a bunch of Amway motivational speakers. And then on Sunday morning, it turned into kind of a non-denominational service. Anyway, I sat through it, listened to a bunch of Amway people talk about their relationship with Jesus Christ. I don't remember any band or music. I don't think there was any hymns, because this was just Amway people. And so, one after another, probably half a dozen of them on the stage just telling their testimony. At the end of that, the last guy invited any who didn't know Christ to come up and pray. I felt a very strong pull. God was pulling me up to the front. I prayed with this guy to receive Christ. And all I remember is him saying, "You need to get back to Oklahoma and get in church." So I did. Started attending church, started reading my Bible. And, one of those blessings after I got saved was I got some very good discipleship in the Navigator ministry. And throughout all my 46 years, there has been good Bible study and good sanctification and knowledge of God's Word. But I'm, trying to remember back to the very first thing that God impressed upon me. And it really comes out of Ephesians 3. This is the first thing I ever memorized out of the Bible. Okay, Ephesians 3. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. And it's this verse. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man. That phrase, God was allowing me to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in my inner man. And then again in verse 20, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. You know, I can remember the first thing that God impressed on my heart. I had the power within me to stop my sin. I had the power within me to change what I was doing. And so I went back to Oklahoma, actually back into the depravity that I was in, but I knew something changed, and then the power that I had started getting rid of all of the different sins, all the drinking, all the drugs, all the rest of the depravity. Eventually, you know, and I think within 6 months to a year, I was totally washed, totally cleaned. The brainwashing that I had as a partier was gone, and I had the new life in Christ, and God was working on my new life. So the old Jack Neal had passed away, and the new Jack Neal had come. So that's it. That's my salvation story, mixed with a little bit of how blessed I have been since then. Okay, thank you.